paper. This one is the easy way to walk in the Spirit, hearing God's voice and following His directions. So that's a good one that's in our bookstore. And then this one is how you can be led by the Spirit of God. So maybe I just kind of wet your whistle on Sunday morning, and then you can go back in the bookstore and grab some other things. Okay? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for just the joy to be found in you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for mapping out a beautiful plans and purposes for our life. And I thank you, Father, today you bring light to our life on the place you've called us and the directions before us, and even how to clean up some of the stuff I got myself into. So I thank you for the Word of God today that does all of that and so much more. I thank you, Father, that hearts are open to receive from you. Not from me, but to receive from you. And today we pull down your word for our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I'm excited to be teaching the third lesson on how to hear God's voice. Last week we talked about four voices of God. Four voices of God. And this is the number one way God speaks. How many of you already knew that? Because I had you in children's ministry. We taught that. Okay, so that's the number one way. If you're taking notes, write that down. The number one way, you know, is that God will speak to you is through the Word, through the Scriptures. So it should be just going on all the time. Just going on all the time, and He'll be speaking to you. The other way we talked about God speaks to us is a spiritual impression. We talked about the inner voice, and we talked about inner peace. Those are some of the things we talked about last week. And if you weren't able to be with us, I'm telling you, it was good. I had fun. But you can go online, and you can get it free. Everybody say free. Free's free. Oh, wonderful. I love it. You don't have to go to BJ's when they dish out that free food. You can just go online. I love it. So free. And also in front of you is an envelope. If you're like me, I listen to CDs. I pop them in my car. I put them in my living room and I'll listen to a CD. And we give them out. Everybody say free. Free. Okay. So you can be hearing the voice of God. Praise the Lord. All right. Today, our title of our message, I keep changing it. But for right now, tuning into God's frequency. And if you'd like to take notes, we've got these. Anybody need one? Take notes. Here you go. Mr. Bob, here we go. You got one. Where's my... got a bunch here. All right. Joanne, Bob Williams in the back. Thanks. Sorry. I was waiting. Mark to the rescue. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Watch it when he does a wheelie. Get your toes out of there. Praise the Lord. All right, title the message. Title the message is Tuning into God's Frequency. And it's about how we can become more sensitive to hearing God's voice. Okay, there's things that we do. And if I start hearing God's voice, then I'm going to start letting Him direct my life. Isn't that wonderful when God will speak to you and then He'll start directing you? Yeah, that's good. Because otherwise I'm going to be telling you a few things, all right? God's just wonderful. He wants to direct us. All right, so what I'm going to do now is give you the main thought. And I can give you, listen, I give an average of 10 scriptures on a Sunday morning, sometimes 15. And they can be 10 different directions, 15 different directions. But there's one thing I want you to get and just walk out of here that it's stuck inside of you. It's stuck inside of you and you are hearing it all through the week. So here's my big main thought. You ready to write it down? God is broadcasting. God is broadcasting. God is broadcasting. Okay, the second part is if we're tuning in, if we're listening. God's broadcasting if we're listening. So today we're going to talk about how to listen to God and hear Him. Anybody know about broadcasting radio? Anybody still listen to the radio? Okay, broadcasting TV, the TV broadcast. Okay, broadcasting simply means there's a signal that goes out in a place, in an area. And every area, like if there's a signal transmitting in this room, every chair, every piece of carpet would be saturated with it because there's a broadcasting signal that goes out. Praise the Lord. What do we have? WSBA, it covers broadcasting territory, Lancaster, York, Harrisburg. Okay, though that, and every inch of that area, that signal's going out, and they can hear it. All right? So, but here's the thing. You have to have a receiver, and you have to be tuned in. You have to have a receiver, and you have to be tuned in. Praise the Lord. Okay, now, when I grew up, way back in those ages, we didn't have that button that says, you can hit the button that says search or seek. We had two knobs. And there were these numbers on the, what do you call it, the radio screen, the face of that in my car. And the one on the right, you had to dial it in. So if I wanted to listen to 103.3, what's that, the Wink? Or it used to, Warm. They updated it. I Googled. It's called Wink. Yeah. It's like Warm. It's for me. It's Warm. Warm music. So I get to over here to 1, but I want to find 103.3. So first I do really fast, and I get to the 1 part. But then I start slow, tweet, slow, slow. And then I might be hearing. So what does it tell you I have to keep doing? Oh, keep tuning it in. That's a new word. We didn't search back then. We kept tuning it in, right? Right, tune it in. And then all of a sudden, perfect, 101, whatever those numbers. I don't listen to radio anymore, all right? I know. So then all of a sudden you got it. Because how do you know if you got it? Clear, no more static. All right, praise the Lord. Now, the interesting thing, when I turn my radio on, and I'm turning the dial and I'm hearing static. It's all there. It's there. You understand? Those signals are there. It just took me tweaking it. Oh, then I can hear it. Those signals were going on all the time. It just took me turning it on and tuning in and then finally getting to that place where it stopped static, okay? So today we're going to talk about God is always broadcasting. He's broadcasting. But are we listening? Are we actually tuning in to the Lord? Okay? And God has great things to say to you. He tells you how much He loves you. He'll tell you about things that are going to happen, how you can just walk more upright and just have a better life. So I want to tune into Him. Do you want to tune into Him? Okay, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to go through what I call the most famous parable in the New Testament. One of my favorites, the parable of the sower. How many know that, the parable of the sower? Probably about this past summer I taught on that, or March or something like that, but I'm going to take a different angle. Okay, now, the thing about that makes that I think is most famous is this is also taught in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Okay, it's taught in those three Gospels. Put that down, Bible trivia, so you know that. Write that down. You can impress everybody at Thanksgiving dinner table. Now, why I like this one and why I think it's so important, the parable of the sower, is not only does Jesus talk and tell this story, but He goes and explains it. And He explains it so I don't muff it up as a pastor. He goes and He tells you exactly what it means. Don't you like that? You're not just kind of going, oh, I bet you it means that. No. So this is one of those Bible stories. And by the way, this is a parable. And a parable, in case you didn't know, and this is new, a parable, it takes something that's natural and it brings a spiritual truth. All right? It takes something like a picture and then it just hits you up on the side of the head with something spiritual. So I like parables. Anybody else like a parable when Jesus talks about them? I really do. All righty. So this parable, the word, has to do how we tune in to God's frequency. That's what the whole thing's about, how we tune in to God's frequency. God is always what? Broadcasting. But are you tuning in? Are you tuning in? So in this story, the parable story, Jesus is teaching, he goes through this whole great story, and then the disciples pull him aside and they go, could you tell us what this means? Don't you love that? It's just not me. I wonder what this means. So Jesus goes and he explains this parable, but first he tosses the big bomb at them. And you can turn to Luke 8. Luke 8, 8. This is the first shake-up, the comment that Jesus makes. Luke 8, 8. He said, when he said this, he called out and he said, whoever has what? Ears to hear, let them hear. Whoever has ears, let them hear. What he's saying is, I'm broadcasting, but do you guys have ears? I'm broadcasting, but you guys have ears. And then he goes and teaches them how to hear, how to tune in, how to get rid of the static. All right? So Jesus in the parable is going to give four types of ears. Now, you might call it four types of heart, but guess what? It has to start in the ear before it gets down to the heart. So today I'm just going to take a little different angle on this, and I'm going to talk about four different ears that Jesus goes over in the parable of the sower. So y'all ready? God, coffee. Come on, get excited. Right. All right. The first time a kind of ear, the first ear is what I'm going to call the non-listener ear. The non-listener. Okay? The first one is the non-listener. Now, they may have the receiver, but it's not tuned on. This is a person, they've got a receiver, but they're not tuned on. Or maybe their receiver's turned on, but they haven't tuned in and nailed it, all right? So that's what I'm going to call a non-listener. They're actually not tuned into listening to God. A non-listener is not tuned into listening to God. And guess what? It can be a non-Christian, and sometimes it happens to us, Christians, all right? We become a non-listener. So Jesus is going to start talking about this, the non-listener, and you're going to find it in Luke 8:5. Luke 8:5. A farmer went out to his field to sow grain, and he scattered the seed on the ground. Some fell on the footpath, and it was trampled, and the birds came and ate it as it lay exposed. Okay, so the farmer is God, and he's throwing seed. He's throwing seed. He's actually really, come on, this is how we get it. He's throwing the word of God. He's speaking. His voice is going out there. All right, so God's speaking, all righty, and it could be as you read your Bible. It could be a spiritual impression like we talked about last week. It could be an inner voice. It could be that inner peace. But God is speaking. God is what? Broadcasting, but are you listening? All right, so we've got God speaking in here, and then Jesus talks about this ear, and this ear that's a non-listener, and he describes him as a farmer. And this path that is packed down, this path that's packed down. Now, I don't do gardens. My neighbors do, on the right and the left. It's just the best thing going. I love it. But I've noticed they have rows, like rows of tomatoes, and then the next row is green peppers and whatever they're growing. And I especially like those little tomatoes. They're shaped like pears. They're little tiny ones, and they taste like candy. Anybody know what they're called? Small tomatoes that taste like candy. Anyway, so what my neighbor has is they've got these rows of different plants, and in the middle is this path, right? And why do they have the path? So they can weed it, because I don't weed, okay? So they can harvest it, all right? Now, that path becomes really packed down because they're walking up and down. They're walking up and down. They're walking up and down that path. That path is really packed down. So if the seed falls on that path, because he's, you know, scattering, all right, it can't sprout. I don't know much about gardening, but that one I could figure out. Praise the Lord. All right. So Jesus is calling this person, the non-listener, the person with this path. And now he's going to explain it. Now he's going to explain it to his guys and to us. So look at Luke 8:12. Luke 8:12. This is his explanation. Praise the Lord. The hard path is where some seed fell, and they represent hard hearts of those who hear the words of God, the voice of God, the Bible, okay? But then the devil comes and steals the words away and prevents them from believing and being saved. Now, if you were to read this in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you probably figure out really quick, this is not just written to non-Christians. this is not just written to non-Christians. This is written to Christians also. Now, a non-Christian could be, you know, they're just not, their path is so hard and they're not believing in Jesus, who is the Savior. Okay, that could be why their path is hard. But how about us Christians? Okay, how about our Christians? And it says, did you see the word saved? Well, that word saved means saved, salvation, and freedom. Alrighty. So sometimes we can become a non-listener. We're hearing God, we're hearing the word, okay? But we just stop listening. Like God starts talking to me about blankety blank, and I'm like, I'm going to stop listening to blankety blank because that means I'd have to do something. Anybody have some blankety blanks that God's talking to you about? And you stop listening, you're that hard path, okay? Now, if you're a believer, if you've received Jesus in your heart, you're not probably doing that in every area of your life, but it's really interesting. God will start, you know, talking to me, and I'm like, I don't want to hear that today. And I ended up on that hard part that, and, you know, God's speaking, he's broadcasting, but I have stopped listening. Anybody ever do that? Don't raise your hand. Everybody will be looking at you, okay? So we pay no attention to God's talking, and we are then, at that point, a non-listener, all right? So I got to thinking, what causes a person to become a non-listener? What causes me to become a non-listener? What causes a non-Christian or a believer to become a non-listener? So I came up with three. I could probably go a lot longer, but three. And the first one I'm going to write down, or you should write down, is pride. Pride, all right? Now, this is, okay, pride. I'm going to give you the three bads, and then I'm going to give you the solution. I always like the solutions. Pastor Sherry always says, don't tell me the problem, tell me the solution. Okay, so I'm going to give you the solution. But let's talk about the first one, pride. For a non-Christian, how would you spot pride in their life? Well, they might say, I don't need God. Right? I don't even believe in him. Why would I can do my life. Okay, that person's got a bunch of hunk-a-junk of pride going on, right? Okay, they're a non-listener, and they've got some pride going on. So that one's easy, but how about us Christians, all right? How about us Christians? Some areas of my life, I will say this, I got this, God. I can do it my way, all right? Instead of, God, I got this thing going on, and I'm asking you to help me out, all right? If I don't do that, anybody like just to fix everybody up without ever, don't raise your hand, checking in with the Lord? Okay, I just kind of barrel down the hallway there and I'm fixing things instead of saying, God, got this going on and I need you. Okay, when I don't do that, I got a little bit of pride going on. All righty. The second one that can cause us to be a non-listener is fear. Now, I'm not talking about fear of bugs. And if Nevin would hear, I'd call fear of heights because that guy don't like heights. All right? Or fear of the dark, all right? But I want to talk about, this is a big one with Christians, with believers, those that are followers. And this is how it goes down. God, if I do what you're saying to me, because you're speaking, you're broadcasting, God, if I do what you're saying, okay, I may not like where you're taking me. Anybody ever have God talk to you about some things, okay? And I get into fear, like, I may not like where you're going to put me. I may not want to do what you're telling me. So I actually get into fear of what God's talking to me about. Yeah, how about that? Alrighty? So a Christian, me, I can shut down my ear when God is broadcasting, speaking to me about some areas he wants me to walk in, want me to change in. Alrighty? And we'll talk more about this later. And that one, and really all of that one, is connected with not trusting God. If you're in fear, you're not trusting God. So we're gonna talk about the solution in a minute. But the last one, the third area you can become a non-Christian is, I wrote this down, bitterness. Bitterness, okay? Now, for a non-Christian, God, I can't believe you allowed that to happen to that person. And then what they do is they shut God down. They got bitter and they shut down, okay? The other interesting thing is it happens to Christians. Anybody know any Christians that's happened? Their heart's gotten bitter, they shut down, all right? And it usually goes like this. God, why? God, why didn't you do something? All right? And then you get bitter towards God. Bitter towards God. And you shut down. All righty? So believers can shut down God and become a non-believer, a non-listener. And that's not good. It's not good to be bitter. But listen, here's an easy solution. Open up to Proverbs. This is a solution for both of them, all three of them. Proverbs chapter 3. This is a solution if you've gotten pride in your life, if you've gotten bitter, if you've gotten into fear. Most of you have heard this one. You're going to go, oh yeah. Solution. Here we go. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Now, verse 5, that beginning part, is actually the solution. But we're going to read the whole thing. Here we go. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Verse 6. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Okay. The end of verse 6, where it says he'll show you, guess what? If you got to that part, that means you're listening. If you got to the part where God's showing you, that means you're starting to hear. And that means you're no longer a non-listener. Isn't that cool? If you get to that part, he's starting to show you. Okay, now seek him. Seek him means that you're open again. You're open. You're not shut down. You're not on the hard path. You're open to his broadcasting. You're open to what the Word of God is saying. You're open to that nudgings that he gives you. All right? Praise God. So how does it happen? How do you get to that place? It starts by trusting God. It starts by trusting God. And you know, I used to quote, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not on your own understanding, get knowledge. Man, I could just do that a million miles an hour. And then I had some things hit my life. I had stuff hit my life, and I felt like the Lord saying, trust the Lord. Okay. So guys, I have to do this in my life for lots of things, lots of areas of my life. And you have to do this in areas of your life. Trust in the Lord. Okay. Now, some of the things that I'll get myself into or just plain old everyday stuff is, and I'm going, hey God, I can't figure out why this happened. God, I can't, better yet, I just go, why? I do go, why? Why? And you know what? This is what I had to do. I had to come back to the one thing I knew, that my Father God is good and that I trust him. Whether I get to understand all the things that happen, all right? So so there's some things I'm just going to put over here. Because I can't understand it why. And I hate to be the bearer of good news today. You may not understand everything that happens. You may meet Jesus with the why, and then you get up there and you go, okay, I just have a few whys I want to ask you. But by the way, when you get up in heaven, you won't need it. You'll know everything and you won't care anyway because it's just a wonderful place. But listen, guys, the more that you know your Heavenly Father, who is always good, who loves you so much that he's given us everything. He started by giving us his Son. Then he's washed you and made you blameless, and he's made you holy. So guess what? I trust him. I trust him. Everybody say, I trust him. Man, I do. So, praise the Lord. When I have some things happen in my life, and I do the why. Hey, God, why? And you know, if I'm not hearing something or I just can't put the puzzle together, then I just simply go, God, I don't understand, but I trust you. I trust you. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to close my ears. I'm not going to let my heart get hard. I just trust you, and I'm going to keep my ears open, my frequency, and I'm dialing in. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. All right, let's do the second listener. Let's move on. The second kind of listener. So we have the non-listener, praise the Lord. This one I call the casual listener. The casual listener. Let me give you an example. My son has the room downstairs. It's supposed to be all the bookshelves and my books, but the other side he's got these two desks, and he'll do some gaming. He'll be gaming down there. Whatever, you know. And I'll come home and I'll go, since Lane's laughing and you're the guy, hey, Jess, guess what happened today? And he is gaming. And he's like, uh-huh, ma, uh-huh, uh-huh. And he is actually casually listening to me. Uh-huh. And then I'll throw, hey, but we're going to eat in 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, ma. Uh-huh. So, but he's a casual listener. All righty. He's a casual listener. And now I'm going to toss something out. Don't shoot the messenger. I did not invent this. But people have come up with this term. All right? Keep smiling. The term is some Christians are called Christers. Christers. That means they come to Christmas and Easter. I didn't invent that. All right? I didn't call you that. All right? That means they come to church twice a year. Christers. Don't go saying that to people. They really get ticked at you, okay? I just want you to know. It's one of those things we do that. Okay. So what are they doing? What are they doing? They're only going to the big playoff, right? I bought the t-shirt. I'm going to the game. All right? Yeah. And Christians can do that. Believers can do that. I'm reading my Bible because I got a problem. Okay? Or I'm praying, Hail Mary, full of grace. No, I need that. Okay, sorry. It's not supposed to do that. Sorry. Okay, so I'm just praying my heart's out because I got a problem. Anybody go to the throne room of God? Well, only when you have a problem. Don't raise your hand. All righty? So actually, when you only pray and you only read your Bible because you got problems, you're kind of a casual listener. You're kind of a casual listener. All right, this is going to get to a happy place, so keep smiling for it. Just, all right? Okay, but here's the great thing to know. God doesn't want us to come to church so he gets to check off the box. Oh, Michelle was at church. All right? God doesn't want us to come and pray to him because you prayed and he checks off the box. Miss Shirley prayed today. I checked off the box. I saw that. Okay? God wants us drawing near to him, hearing him, listening to him because he loves us. He loves us and he wants to set us free. That's love. He loves you and he wants to set you free, okay? He wants to set you free and put more peace in your life, that you're walking in that, free in your life, contentment in your life, all right? And, okay? And the, when God's voice is broadcasting and he's telling you some things, it's not to put you in bondage. Again, it's to set you free. Praise God. I like being free. I'm not a nice person when I'm bondage and mean. I'll tell you what, I'm not. All right, I like free. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Now, we're going to miss that if we don't understand why God is broadcasting and why he wants us to listen. God is broadcasting and he wants us to listen. God is broadcasting and he wants us to listen. And Jesus goes and describes this in Luke chapter 8, verse 6. Luke chapter 8, verse 6. Casual listener, here we go. Other seed fell on the shallow soil with rocks. The seed began to grow, but soon it died for lack of moisture. Okay, now in Israel, they got a lot of land, okay? But their topsoils, and this sounds like my backyard, is about an inch and an inch and a half thick of topsoil. And you know what's underneath all that in Israel? Limestone. In my backyard, it's clay. Anybody got clay in the backyard? Gosh, just really tough. Okay. So seeds being sprouted, sown, and it starts sprouting. But guess what? It doesn't have roots that can go down because it's hitting that limestone in my backyard. It's this hard clay, and then I got rocks. It's something like that. Okay. So you've got the seed that's sown, and it starts sprouting. It's got little shallow roots, and the sun comes up. Guess what happens? Starts to wither and eventually it'll die. All right. So that's what Jesus says. Now he's going to explain it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So let's read verse 13. The stony ground represents those who enjoy listening. Woohoo! To sermons. Okay. But somehow that message never really gets through to them and it doesn't take root and grow. They know the message. You ever get around those people that just know it? They just spout it. Nah, not here. Okay, they know the message is true and sort of believe it for a while, but when the hot winds blow, of persecution blow, they lose interest. Okay, so in other words, when things get tough, when it gets hard. Anybody have some hard things happen this past week? Yep, Praise the Lord. Got some hard things going on. Okay. The word is not rooted deep enough. The word in that person is not rooted deep enough. Okay. And God's not able to have a change start in your inside and work on the outside. God's not able because the roots aren't deep enough to have a change happen. All right. How many of you figured out the day that you received Jesus that there was a lot of change that needed to happen the day after? I didn't. I thought I was doing amazing. That was a key, okay? But as I started getting in this Bible, I realized there needed to be change in my life. And usually the people around me knew the change sooner than I did. Praise the Lord, right? They're looking at you going, oh, Jesus, help them, all right? Okay, okay. So my job is to get this word, the scriptures, okay, so that I have roots that go deep and God will have change. He'll produce change in my life, okay? So let's talk about solutions, okay? The solution, I've looked at this one. Oh, I got this fast. This is good. Solution for a casual listener. Solution. This is good. We like solutions. Praise the Lord. It's just like a one mental tweak, all right? One heart tweak. Praise the Lord. Luke 9:23. This is our solution. Then Jesus said to all of them, if any of you want to be my follower. It's interesting he used that word, all right? If any of you want to be my follower, you must forget about yourself. Oh my gosh. Everybody say forget about it. I'll tell you. Uncle Pat's famous quote, forget about it. All right. You need to forget about yourself. You must take up your cross each day and follow me. Okay, our vision at YCF is to take you from a fan of Jesus to a friend of Jesus and then a passionate follower. That's what we do here when we gather together, when we have grow groups. That's the whole process that we desire to do. And Jesus is saying, as a Christian, it's not enough just to accept Jesus. It's not enough. This is what he's saying. Just to accept him. Jesus, I ask you to be Lord of my life. I thank you that you've forgiven my sins and now I'm a child of God. He's saying that's not enough, all right? And then he says, you have to come to a place where you say, Jesus, you are the most important person in my life in all the universe. You are the most important one in my life compared to everything else in my life. And then what happens is if you start to follow him, he says the next thing you need to do is pick up your cross. All right, what's the cross? Well, sometimes, I found this out, it's in the Word. Sometimes the cross is you're going to get machine gunned with persecution. And you know who shot me up with persecution when I first asked Jesus to be Lord of my life? Yeah, I give that. Family. Oh my gosh. Anybody have the family just shoot you up because you know just okay. So that was my first set of persecution. But listen, sometimes what it means to pick up your cross is that you're going to have to do some things different in your life. You're going to have to do some things different in life. Now, the obvious ones, you know, no smoking, no sleeping around and stuff like that. Those were easy and obvious, but there is a lot of things that the Lord started showing me, broadcasting in my life that I needed to stop, give up. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But the great thing is you make a decision that Jesus, I am going to be a passionate follower. I'm going to passionately follow you. I'm going to get in the Word of God because that's how you talk to me. That's how you direct me. I'm going to, because that's your frequency. You're talking to me. And then praise the Lord. Then I'm going to go after you with all my heart till the day I get this last breath out of here. I am doing this because I am a passionate follower. Okay. Now, when you do that, you become out of this casual listener. We start doing that and you're going to become number four, but we're only at number two. So let me give you number three listener. Okay. Got to stick around. Okay. Number three listener. Here we go. The distracted listener. Man, I have problems with this one. A distracted listener. Distracted. I am not ADD. I don't have any of that stuff. And, you know, that's not it. But let me tell you about being distracted, okay? Let me give you an example. Cassie usually calls me. Cassie's my one that came, what, it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago with my grandson. Everybody get to see that curly hair blondie thing? Cute! Cute. Action, 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 man. Just wonderful. So anyway, Cassie usually calls me on Monday because it's her day off, and we've both made it through the weekend, and she's talking, or excuse me, Tuesday. Tuesday she'll call me. Monday, Tuesday, something like that. And especially if she calls me when I'm in the office, I usually have my screen up, and I'm reading my emails, and I'm talking to Cass. Okay? And then I start answering my emails, and really what happens is Cassie's talking to me. Anybody ever do that? Okay. Did you know that if you read emails and start writing, you're a little distracted. Okay. I know that. She doesn't know that. So I thought. And then she'll do this every once in a while because I'm going, and I'm reading something and I'm typing something and I'm, bing, send that one, read that one, then bing. And then she'll say, so Mom, what do you think about blank, blank, blank that she'll be? And I go, oh, busted, right? And I go, oh, honey, I was just, you know, kind of caught up answering emails. What did you say? Guess what I was? A very distracted listener, okay? Praise the Lord. Okay? Anybody ever be a distracted listener? Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, this is how we can become with God. This is how we can become with God. And sometimes you have to, especially me, have to make some adjustments in my life. Alrighty? Luke 8:7. Distracted listener. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and it choked the plant. Okay. Back in the Bible days, you know, you see this thorns, okay? But this was a different kind of bush. It wasn't just a weed. It was a weed with thorns, and it would choke the plant. It would just choke the plant. That's what they had, all righty? So they got this plant that's choking, all righty? Now, so we've got seed that's sown. Y'all heard the frequency? You tuned in? You tuned into what God was saying. You're like passionate. You're following the Lord, right? Anybody, you're doing that? Okay. And then guess what? This thorn wraps around and starts choking so that my roots can't keep going deep and get those nutrients. And if they're not getting the nutrients out of the ground, okay, because it's getting choked, then I'm going to try to produce some fruit, and it's probably just going to be this little pitiful thing or none at all, right? It's just not going to be really good, all righty? So what's happened is unproductive. That's a distracted listener. That's how I can tell I'm distracted. Now, let's get to the solution. I love what Jesus says. Praise the Lord. Verse 8:14. The seed that fell among the thorns, this is the solution here, stands for those who hear, but as they go their way, they are choked by the worries, riches, and pleasures. And they don't mature. Wow, they don't mature. Okay, let's talk about this. What does it mean to not mature? Not mature with the Lord, all righty? That means you're not having God fruit come out of your life. You're not having the God kind of life come out of your life, all right? And usually what happens if I don't have this God fruit coming out of me when I'm with people or doing things in my life, all right? What happens is I'm in bondage. I don't have freedom, okay? I don't have peace, okay? I don't have joy, okay? Anybody not have peace and joy sometimes, all right? And you know what happens? You can't have all the great things that God's created for you and to walk out on this life. You're not going to walk out this in your life because it's being choked and you're distracted, all righty? And so the thing that gets choked is hearing God's voice. Praise the Lord. But listen, it's so easy. We just have to make some tweaks. Static, static, static. And then, bam, you're right on it. All righty. Now, interesting. Did you see those three words? Worries, riches, and pleasures. Those are the things that will distract us. Those are the things that that choke the word producing in our life. Everybody say worries, pleasures, riches. Got them out of order. Okay. What's worries? Well, number one, worry is going to choke the word out of your life. Worry, all right? And you know what worry is? I forgot to trust Jesus. Okay, if I'm in worry, it's because I forgot to trust Jesus. If I'm in worry, it's because I forgot to trust Jesus, okay? Or I forgot to pray and ask him for help. I get in worry really fast. Alrighty? Worry. Alrighty? So, praise the Lord. But did anybody read this scripture before? Cast your care on the Lord, for he cares for you. Anybody ever read that? All right. That's your solution for worry. That's the solution for worry, okay? Now, I have a lot of things coming at me. Everybody else, you all have a lot of things coming at you. Sometimes it's family stuff. Sometimes it's church/business stuff. Because church is a business, but it's church, all right? I got the stuff. Anybody got stuff? All right. Everybody's got stuff hitting them, okay? And sometimes my life gets really crazy. Some of you, your life is crazy, all right? I am sitting there going, dear Lord, okay? But for me, sometimes when it just starts mounting and it becomes bigger, and it becomes bigger, and what happens is I start thinking about it and I get sucked into worry. And I'm thinking about it and I'm worrying about it. And I'm thinking about it and I'm worrying about it. And I'm thinking about it and I'm worrying about it, okay? And what if I do that, the word, you know, cast all your care on the Lord, for care to, gets choked. Really simple, gets choked. It's choked, and then I'm not going to be this beautiful fruit person here, okay, that's so sweet, all right, because it's the fruit's not, it's getting choked out of my life, okay? So, solution, hallelujah. This is my solution. God, this is happening, and if I could fix it, I could fix it, but God, I can't fix it. I give this to you, Lord. I put my trust in you. And I'm going to keep hearing from you. And it's yours. Okay. When I do that, I get out of worry. But if, and that worry thing, it just kind of jumps back up. I do that and it jumps back up. So I have to say with my mouth, whatever, you know, this one, Lord, I cast my care on you. I know that you're a big God, a good God. You love my life and you've got this. All right. I will do this over and over and over again. And then I go to sleep. Praise the Lord. All righty. Now, there's two more of those. It says riches and pleasures. Riches and pleasures. Let's talk about riches. All right. Riches simply means you are pursuing money more than you're pursuing God. Okay. Or you're pursuing your career more than you're pursuing God. Now, is it okay to have money? Yes. If you don't want it, give it to me. I will spend it. Great things, okay? It's okay to make money. It's okay to pursue a career. But man, it can get off balance, right? All right? Anybody have to work on keeping the balance with your job? Okay, if you're working 60 hours a week, that's you, in case you didn't know. Okay, okay. Now, there's seasons. There's seasons. Okay, this is the season of Jesus I love. November through January 1st. This is a season where we can start, especially Pastor Sherry, just stuff's going on, lots of stuff, all right? And we can start working hours and hours and hours, okay? And it's okay as long as you know the beginning of the season and the end of the season. And, okay, this is the key here. You keep hearing God's broadcasting, and you keep following passionately after him. All righty? So, I'll tell you when you're not, in case you didn't know this and your spouse hasn't chewed you out and said. So, you are working 60 hours a week. You come home on the weekend. You can't even get your sorry, lovely body off the bed or the sofa. All right? Uh-huh. And then, you're like, you're so wiped out, you don't even know where your Bible is, and you haven't even picked it up. That means you're not hearing, and there's a deficit on hearing. Then there's going to be a deficit of fruit, okay? And then you're so tired you don't even come to church. I have to throw that one in. Praise the Lord, Pastor D. Righty, all right. Now, I have to come to church, but I have. It's usually Monday. It's the day that I've just done too much, and I have to make some adjustments. I have to make some adjustments if I'm just pounding it. All right, everybody say adjustments. Adjustments, this kind of adjustment or that one. All right, praise the Lord. Adjustments, praise the Lord. Let's talk about pleasures. I love doing fun things. There's so much fun stuff out there. Good stuff, fun stuff, all right? Right? Fun. Okay, but the problem is you can overdo it with fun. You can overdo it with fun. Okay. Stephen Hyde. Okay. You can become, this wasn't Stephen, a huntaholic. I married the huntaholic. Stephen's not. His wife's working on him. Okay. It is great killing things. Those are legal. You got your tags. You're good. It puts meat in your freezer. Those are good things. But my husband did too much pleasure on that. And it was just out of balance. It was good. I enjoyed it. To this day, you'll laugh. I pray, Father God, somebody else gives me a roadkill. Okay? I like deer meat. I like deer bologna and stuff like that. But I watched my husband just get... Okay? Now, that's telling on him. But I can get too much pleasure. Like, don't ask me how many HGTV decorating shows I've watched. Or how many cooking shows, because the holidays are coming. Okay? You know, you can get too much pleasure in your life. And I have to make adjustments. Everybody say adjustments. Say, I'm making adjustments. Oh, let me throw one more. And you guys that watch how many football games on a Sunday? Might have to make some adjustments. Okay. Actually, what you have to do is pull yourself back in line. And I know your spouses will just help you. Right? They will help you. Leslie going to tell that story. Okay. So, Jack, hunting. So he would leave on Friday. Opening day of buck is what day? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You know, we stay up there Tuesday and we come back Wednesday. That's a lot of days. Four kids. Took me that long to communicate lovingly. So it is now, Jack left Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday night, I call him up. And they actually, at Matt's cabin, they still had that phone. I still have the number written there. So I call him up, and I thought Jack was answering it, and I blasted the person. Don't you ever leave me again this long with four kids! And I slammed the phone down. Okay. Yep. The phone rings, and this time it's my husband calling me back, and I am listening to these guys roaring in the background. Okay. So I feel about this big, and so we had to pull it in a little bit. We pull it in. All right, so... Praise the Lord. Adjustments. Everybody say adjustments. You know, why do I make adjustments? Being really serious, because, man, I love the Lord and I trust him. I'm going to follow after him passionately, and I don't want to not be bearing fruit and walking in the great things he has for me. So I'm going to make these adjustments. Okay? I make adjustments. Praise the Lord. Not last week. I don't know how many cooking shows I watched. It was so funny. All right. Let's move to the next one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number four. Next, the last listener. This one I call the tuned in listener. This is the one God wants us to be. Tuned in. Look at your neighbor and say, tuned in. You tuned in? Tuned in. A tuned in listener. This is a person who says, Lord God, I want to trust you. Lord God, I'm not going to be a non-listener. I'm not going to be a casual listener. I'm not going to be distracted when I'm going to be passionate. Okay? I'm going to be passionate about it. I'm going to keep my priorities because I'm a tuned in listener. All right? Luke 8:8. Let me give you a scripture. Luke chapter 8, verse 8. This is the tuned in listener. Still, other seed fell on good soil. Woohoo! And it came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. Alrighty. The crop that yielded is simply God's word. Okay? What God has spoken to you, he's been speaking, God's broadcasting. Okay, the crop that yielded was word that you heard, scriptures that you heard. Everybody say, I heard him. All right? So it's the scriptures that you heard, and then it's producing fruit. It's producing fruit. It's producing fruit in your life. It's changing you. It's freeing you. Okay? That's a tuned in listener. And it's changing you to walk in the way that God created your life. Okay? I lived without the Lord Woohoo! I thought it was fun until I met the Lord Jesus. And the life that he has created for us is so much better. So I want to be tuned in. I want to be passionate. I want to be following. I want to just do all the things God called me to be. Okay, so God, everybody say, God wants all of us to be tuned in. God wants all of us to be tuned in. Praise the Lord. Now, but in order to do that, we have to tune into the frequency. We have to tune into the frequency. And I don't want to be a casual listener. I don't want to be a non-listener. I don't want to be a distracted listener. I want to be a tuned-in listener. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Say ouch, because I'm going to say something. I want to be a tuned-in listener, and you all do too. And it's not just about my life. When I'm tuned in to the frequency of God, it's not about you. It's about people that God set before you that they are waiting for you not to be distracted. You are a messenger of hope. And this is a hopeless world, all right? It's hopeless. And you need to be tuned in for the sake of others. All right? No guilt and condemnation, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I believe that God's been doing some incredible things, speaking to our hearts. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Everybody say thank you for Jesus. Amen. And Lord, I thank you. You're broadcasting if we're listening. Praise the Lord. And Lord, I know life gets crazy. I know that I can get out of balance. I know that I can just sometimes get into worry and stop trusting you. But Lord, today we're making some commitments. And everybody, just close your eyes. Praise the Lord. You know, I know God's talked to many of you today about different areas in your life. And this is right now. You just go, God, I'm going to make a commitment to tune into your frequency. Okay, just get quiet. Has anybody got, just, nobody's looking around. I'm not even, but just, you know, sometimes you just have to raise your hand and say, Lord, I commit today to tune in. Just raise your hand and say, Lord, I commit today to tune in. Yep, I heard you. Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm not going to be distracted in these things anymore. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, with everybody still in an attitude of prayer, that means you're not worrying about where you're going to eat. Just really quiet. Just let the Holy Spirit just speak to your heart. Okay? He loves you. He loves talking to you. He loves just giving direction to you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. And if you're here today and you came and you don't understand or you don't know that God has eternity, has a place, a good place for you. If you came here today and you don't understand about your eternity, you don't know that Jesus came for you to bring you a better life. Maybe somebody brought you and you're like, I didn't even know what I was getting into. Praise the Lord. I want to ask you a question. The rest of you guys just praying. If you're here, I want to ask, can you remember a time where it was real in your relationship with the Lord God? Can you remember a time where it was personal? It was personal. Now, that doesn't mean you had goosebumps and lights and star, you know, fire.